Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Rover Mayor.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The local media doing a not-so-grand version of Happy Birthday for Robinson, who turns 49 years old.
Clearly, this room is not going to become a choir. When I used to be in children's choir at my church, they used to tell me to stand in the back and mouth it. So, sometimes, we each have our talents, and singing was not one of those talents that I got.
Down to business, the mayor discussed last week's city council and Escambia County Commission votes, which provide an extra $5 million each for Project Titan, the expansion of ST Engineering adjacent to Pensacola International Airport. The city already was liable for $2.5 million in funding.
We could take the responsibility for the additional $2.5. That means we would take the responsibility of raising $5 million over the next 5 years. Both our state and federal lobbyists say that should be something that's fairly manageable. Last year, we had a $6 million request. We got $2 million. We've got a $6 million request in for appropriation this year. We'll see what we get.
On Friday, Triumph Gulf Coast, which oversees money collected from the BP oil spill, granted Project Titan another $10 million and canceled the March 31st deadline for all other funding to be in place. Now an agreement on a new contract is needed, involving ST Engineering, City of Pensacola, and the Florida Department of Transportation. The ST board meets on Thursday.
They're going to move on the contract. Question is where they're going to put it. I know they've got some analyst meetings coming on with their stock stuff, so they wanted to have all this finalized and know where they were going. It was very much, if we get the letter from DOT, we're ready to be moving forward.
Triumph's original $56 million grant award mandated Pensacola create at least 1,325 jobs and keep them online for at least 3 years. That commitment is now 7 years, and the uncertainty of funding from FDOT appears to have been removed, thanks to some key votes.
That's $20 million, so everything has been sort of predicated on us getting this, and we've had every indication every time we've talked to people, they've been very favorable, and hoping that now that we've covered those three hurdles that we had to get over, they will come in and commit to that final portion.
Another issue is ST's desire to spread out the jobs created by the expansion throughout Northwest Florida. The mayor sees no problem with that.
If we only need 1,500 workers and we have 3,000 people getting the certification, that's another 1,500 workers that somebody else can find. We've been having separation from the military of people who have these skills. Now we'd like more skilled people in aviation mechanics. If we can do all that, I think we'll find an aviation industry here.
Mayor Grover Robinson believes that in this case, the jobs will be created and then people will be trained in them. If more workers are trained than needed, more jobs will come to the area. For an example, he points to Alabama's automotive investments, Mercedes-Benz, followed by Honda, Hyundai, and Toyota, along with an expanding network of automotive suppliers.
Clearly, they've created a cluster of automotive. We are trying to look at aviation. Some people complained about this. I lived in Birmingham, and a lot of people complained about the Mercedes contract that the state of Alabama gave them. Well, clearly, that has leveraged that state and their workforce significantly. We're hoping this will do the same thing for us in aviation.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.